Hello, Richard Mortimer here again, and welcome to the third session of Hot Button Business Blueprint. And what we're going to do today is we're going to start on actually creating the business. We've just basically talked a lot quite up to now, and it's all been preparation. A, to get your mindset a little bit right, there's a lot more you can do on that. And, you know, it does take a lot of effort. And if you find yourself struggling, do get some help on this. I'm prepared to help you. You know, depending on what you want, I can help you. I mean, I can help anybody, but it's obviously depends exactly what you want and how quickly I can sort you out. But it's really good to get some interaction going with me if you're struggling on getting yourself into the right mindset for a business. Then we've covered why this model, and now we're going to actually get into the meat and potatoes and start actually building the business. So the first thing we want then is to create a free offer. And this, of course, is the front end product. Okay. Now, does this want to be your best product? Well, probably not. What this might be a bit further down the road, or if you've had some experience, you've done some product creation. I mean, maybe you've created a website and you've created a product and it's just flopped for some reason. I'm going to tell you about something that happened to me, which is very interesting and, does make a very, 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 very good free offer. But you want a product that's going to be valued at a genuine $97. If you want some examples, go to the PDF with these recordings and go to the Michael Rasmussen products and just look at those three products there. Email promos exposed, mini site profits exposed, joint ventures exposed. So that's basically how to write emails. That's how to build a mini site and the benefits of doing so, how to get them profitable, and also a great traffic method, joint ventures, that Michael Rasmussen covers. Now, those three websites, I believe the first one, email promos exposed, was the one that's been the most successful. It's been the longest standing one. And I have to say, I've never seen a product that is like that, because I think he's basically cornered that market, and you know, nobody sort of wants to go into that because he really genuinely created a 97 value product and he's giving it for free. Now, he does make money, he does get affiliates promoting it because he's got some upsells on there, and obviously those upsells, well, it's an OTO, so when you first opt in and become a member, you get the opportunity to upgrade and at a lower price if you do it straight away, and that's controlled by the script, so you've got no way if it's a genuine OTO. But that's just a, you know, good bit of marketing practice there, so that you can actually recruit affiliates, because if the OTO converts very well, then people won't worry about the fact that they're giving subscribers away, because they could begin making quite a bit of money on the front end, you know, on the upsell rather. Okay, so that's just an example of a really, really, really good free offer, a membership site. Really good training, very good quality. Now, don't go and aim to do something of that quality and that ilk, because, you know, Michael was very experienced in email writing and creation and product creation even before he created that product. If it's your first time, you know, you're going to struggle to get that kind of quality, and you might spend a lot of time and find it's a complete dud, and you don't want that. You know, you want something that converts. You're looking to get 50% conversion rate on your free offer. Obviously, the easiest way to do that is to have a squeeze page. But of course, as time goes on, as people start to see squeeze pages more and more and more and get emailed to, you know, increasingly, the value of a squeeze page goes down and the opt-in rate goes down. But that doesn't mean to say you can't create something that does really, really well. If you've got it to create a 40%, your first attempt, that would be very good. But aim for 50. And I did this. I did have some experience, I admit. I created a traffic product, just a report, and I got that to convert 50%, very simple squeeze page. But I've got to modify all that. I'll gladly show it to you if you want. It's on internet website traffic.org. That's with hyphens, internet hyphen traffic hyphen website. Sorry, internet hyphen website hyphen traffic.org. And there's a squeeze page there, which actually I managed to get to page rank 3 and straight onto page 1 of Google and to position 3 for a competitive keyword. But that's by the by. That's just, you know, what happened with that. But get a good free offer. And what you can do is use something I've already mentioned, you know, maybe if you've got a website that you built and it just not worked, and it's, you know, it's really good material, that might be a free good offer, a good free offer. Let me tell you about what I did. I created 4 websites and I sold them all for $7. And there was one that was really, really, really good, and I was very, very pleased with the product. It's on listismoney.com, list-is-money.com. And it listed, what is it this time? And it's still at $7, but that is was the least one that converted the worst, rather. In other words, it was the least performing one, much to my surprise. But that's, see, the mismatch between the traffic, because that's one thing, the visitors that are actually going to that page, the sales copy, that's another issue, and then the actual product. So you can have the best product, but then if it's not matched to the traffic, and if the actual sales page is no good, or even the squeeze page is no good, it won't convert. And that's what I found. So maybe if I up the price, it might actually sell better, because, you know, people think, well, a product that can do all that for $7, you know, they just sort of tend to perhaps reject it, and it's pitching it too low. But that is a really, really good product in there, and yet I couldn't get it to convert. So that would make a big, great candidate for a free product. In fact, I might well do that. But let's just say you're starting from scratch. What do you do? Okay, we'll keep it really simple. Best thing to do is to create an audio series, just like this, just like I'm doing now. If you go to audacity.com, I think it is, or maybe it's all, but anyway, put Audacity into Google, and you should get, let me just try this, put Audacity into Google, and you should get this free, it's spelled Audacity, Audacity. Just click on Google, and there you have Audacity SoundForgeNet, and you click on that, and there you've got a download for Audacity. So just put Audacity in Google, you'll get the link. You download that, but you also need the LAMA file. So what you do the same thing again, and you put LAMA in, LAMA for Audacity. In fact, it comes up in the populate thing. And LAMA MP3 encoder, you need that, and that goes into the folder where you make the MP3s, because that's basically a bit of coding to make the MP3. But Audacity's great, free bit of software, really good quality, and you can make products just like this. Just, we need a headset. In fact, we need a microphone, really. Get a good quality one if you can, and just record. You know, what you could do, for example, you could go and buy, this is just one way of doing it, get some PLR products and that are really good. You know, that's quite hard to find ones that are good. I've got some that are good, but in other words, I bought many good ones, but also there's junk as well. But if you find something that's good, you can just record that. It's just a report, just record that, and that makes it into quality products. You know, or you could just obviously use the report and then repurpose it all if you've got a PLR product. Or another thing you can do is you can interview an expert. You could use Skype, and then you get Skype Recorder. There's, what's it called? Is it Purple? I think it might be called Purple or something like that. Or Penelope or something is the Skype Recorder. And you can interview an expert via Skype in your niche and create a product that way. But create a really good quality offer. Let me just tell you about a couple of things I'm doing. I've got some friends in internet marketing. I've also got some friends who've been in internet marketing and left. One who's still in, he was teamed up with another marketer years ago, and they're not together anymore, because one wasn't really pulling his weight. But anyway, my friend was teamed with this other marketer, and they made a membership site, and they got it to $20,000 a month at one time, and he's still getting an income from that many, many, many years later. And I'm going to, I've not actually asked him this yet, but I think he'd probably agree, if he's got the time, to interview him about how he did that. That would make a great product. You see, how to create a membership site, you know, the $20,000 a month, wow, who'd turn that down? I certainly wouldn't. And then a friend who's left internet marketing, because basically he was running, as well as the internet business, when he was a $6, if not $7 marketer. you know, business, you know, with staff and everything. So obviously you've got to think of the costs, but he was on a, you know, he was doing very well in internet marketing, but he had a hobby site, and that started to at least do as well as internet marketing business. And he realized if he concentrated on that, that he could make that into something so much bigger. So he shut down his internet marketing business and went on to this. But before he did so, he made a product about, you know, how to make a hobby into a business, which is quite unusual. You know, we obviously normally say avoid hobbies because most hobbies don't make money. But in this case, it was true. His hobby made him money. That's the reason why he's kept on that website and put effort into it. Well, he actually agreed some time ago now, probably about a year ago, for me to interview him about that. And that, again, would make a great product, wouldn't it? So, you know, these are just some ideas. Get a free offer. If you're going to use a squeeze page, I mean, what you can do is do a free membership site. Just go to YouTube and type in how to make a free membership site, and you'll get some tutorials there how to do it. You know, usually WordPress with some plugins, and that you're good to go. It's all pretty straightforward, and it'll all be explained there quite clearly. And you can usually go to a forum and ask questions if you get stuck. Okay, there's a bit of a tip there to get some free coaching. Go to a forum. But if you're using a squeeze page, make it really, really simple. I mean, if you want a product image, yeah, fine. Okay, put that on there. But you don't necessarily need one. What's better is to have a picture of yourself and your voice on there. Or if not, if you're able to create a video, and just have the headline video and the opt-in. Okay, so that's all you need. A brace. Hard-hitting, straightforward headline with some copy, either in video format, as an audio, bullet points, opt-in form, and have that going from left to right on the page. And try and keep it, you know, to screen size so that the whole of your squeeze page is on the screen. If you haven't got to scroll to get anything, any information, it's all there. And make it really, really simple. You know, don't go over the top with it. Simpler the better. Just a standard HTML page, and you write the things in an HTML editor, and that's it, done, bang, that will work. You'll get good conversions with that. It's something that people really want. Okay, do a bit of research, find out something that people want in, you know, what's the current hot topic, and you know, create something to do with that. For example, Google Hangouts, Google Plus, these are hot things at the moment. What else? You know, mobile apps, that's hot, isn't it? And there's kind of all kinds of things like that. That you know, SEO is a big thing still because of all Google's updates. So if you can get some inroads on what isn't working and you know, bad and good traffic, that would be a great little product there on traffic, or you know, maybe something more general. But whatever your niche is, you know, create a free offer that is really good. You know, don't just give junk. Don't think because it's free you need to give junk. Give something really good. And, you know, if you've got something you've created that is really good, but you haven't been able to sell, then use that. And that will be great. Okay, so that is how to create a free offer. If you can, you know, create audios because it's the easiest way. We always say audio because PDFs take the longest to create and they're the least value. Videos take a little bit longer than audios. Audios are very, very quick. You mean basically speak. You speak for an hour, that's it, an hour recording. And an hour recording could sell for, well, if it was a guru you interviewing, that could sell for $97 on its own. So, you know, that can be a great product, just an interview of a guru. And that's the simplest way to create a product, so that's to interview somebody. And usually, if you go to Warrior Forum in internet marketing, you usually find somebody who'll be prepared to do it for you. You know, perhaps look at an upcoming product, or maybe if you see some really good products, you know, if you see something that's selling well that perhaps has got a few bumps, it looks like somebody might bump it again, just ask them, are you going to bump that again? Say, well, can I do an interview? And you can put it as a bonus, so to increase their conversions. And then what you can do is you can actually get opt-ins from there, so it's a bit of a traffic method for you there. But yeah, create a high value targeted free offer that people really want, and create a simple page to offer it on. And that's how to get your email list starting to build up. You need a really good high converting front end offer. Okay. Thanks very much and look forward to next session.